This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special. Welcome in for another episode of Inside MSide, the podcast that will talk about everything Morningside, from what's happening on campus to what our alumni are up to. Really excited to be here for this episode, talking about an event that I actually had an opportunity to join this past summer. This past fall, it was a great time, and I was just excited to bring some people together that were a part of not only the start of this, but also looking to the future. So I want to give them a moment to introduce themselves, and then we'll jump in and talk a little bit about this Memorial Golf Tournament. So Ivan, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit? Talk about what brought you to Morningside, what your Morningside experience was like. Again, keep it for all audiences, but introduce yourself and we'll go around the table.
Apparently we've met before.
Most definitely.
Okay, Ivan Strike, class of 69. Grew up in Illinois, came to Morningside sight unseen. And Bud Brockman, who some people might remember, and I came here and I was like, boy, I didn't know anybody. And I'll tell you what kept me here, Alex, I'm serious, besides the academic part of it, were the people I met.
Yeah.
And Morningside was people to me, and it still is today. That's why I come back, to see the guys I went to school with.
For sure.
Mark Paulson, I graduated in 1982 from Morningside. I grew up in a small town east of here, Cushing, and came here to play football and baseball. And had a great experience. Football-wise, we didn't always have the greatest success like they do today.
Yeah.
But my senior year, we had a real good year, and we actually had a lot of respect out of that. Played baseball as well, and we had some very good teams then. We won the conference, the North Central Conference, 1980, and that group, we went on and we got to the regionals, but didn't go through there. But anyway, it's been a great experience for me. The small college atmosphere is what I was looking for. And it's where I met my wife.
Yeah.
So it worked out well.
And it's where I've met your kids, right? You had two kids that went here?
Yeah, both of our kids went here. Nick graduated in 2009.
I was going to say I was classmates of Nick. I was trying to think of when Bree was as well. Was Bree?
And Brianna was a year behind, 2010. So, great. Yeah, so it's been a family affair for us. Lynn's parents both graduated from here in 1953, and her grandfather graduated in 1923.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a legacy.
It really is a legacy. So, Mike.
Mike Cadwell. I'm originally from Mitchell, South Dakota, and I had a good classmate and high school teammate, Tom Flynn, who had attended Morningside a year ahead of me. And Tom came to Morningside to play football and baseball, even though he had a full scholarship to Dartmouth and the Air Force Academy. Wow. He wanted to play both sports. And he came back one spring, the spring of 65, and said, the baseball coach at Morningside wants to talk to you. So I said, fine. I came down, stayed for the weekend and with Tom, and saw him play baseball. And the coach says, yeah, we take a spring trip. I said, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. And nowadays, they still do some of those trips.
Oh, yeah. They still do those
Hawaii
trips.
Hawaii and wherever they're going, I'm like, yeah. I got to try out for these things.
But in 65, I came to Morningside, and it was just a great atmosphere. It wasn't an overwhelming experience, as many of the larger schools were. Met a lot of great people. Eventually met my current wife and raised, stayed here in Sioux City. She was a Hinton High School gal that, had come to Morningside as well in 65. And we both graduated, 69 graduate with Ivan's class.
Yeah.
And we remained in Sioux City. I've had all my work career here and raised a family here and still hanging around.
Most definitely. All of you still making a difference on campus, that's for sure. Well, the reason that I wanted to call the three of you and ask if you'd be open to this opportunity to be able to share the story on this podcast was really just talking about the Snoot Jake Whip Open and this Memorial Golf Tournament that is now in its, what, it was coming up on its 20th anniversary.
Number 20,
which is a milestone in anything. To think that people are gathering together to memorialize some friends of theirs in this way, and to kind of share some of that fellowship that all of you talked about maybe what brought you here to Morningside, and just have a chance to catch up and to remember those friends. Ivan and Mike, you were talking to me earlier a little bit about how this began. Walk me through that story.
Well, I think it starts with a guy named Denny Turner, who's Snoot, was my roommate for a couple years at Morningside, and a baseball player with Cassie. By the way, Cassie has a nickname. Snoot gave everybody a nickname.
Yeah.
And when he passed away, we simply said, you know, we're tired of seeing you guys at funerals. Let's get together on a pleasant day. So we decided to get together. We took names and took emails, and we started going to Okoboji 20 years ago. We've had over 100 people attend the Okoboji outing in the name of those people. And Mike, if you might, you want to show the plaque that we've got. We honor not just the Denny Turner, but it's become the Snoot Jake, Mark Jake Jacobson, Doug Whip Hoytink. Anyway, we've honored last year 21 guys who have come to the Snoot Jake and have passed away. And we don't want to add any more names, but that's what we did. And we started doing it because we wanted to get together not just on sad days, but have a great weekend. It started out on a Saturday. Now it's a Friday and Saturday. And I want to make something, if I can, real quick. If you went to Morningside or graduate from Morningside, you're welcome. Everybody's welcome. The more the merrier. And I've been involved in this thing for 20 years, thanks to Mike's help. And now we want to turn it over to a younger crowd.
No doubt.
How old are you now?
62.
A younger crowd, yeah. And well, keep it going. We want to keep it going. In fact, the Emerald Hills Golf Course, where we hold this in Okoboji, says this is the longest running outing of anybody they've ever had. So, yeah, it's a labor of love.
For sure. And a chance, like you said, just to get together and celebrate. You know, celebrate those friendships, those bonds that were forged, rather than, like you said, getting together for a sad or tragic event.
Right.
And be able to keep those connections. I know I've spoke before about my experience at Morningside being a Delta Sig and some of those friendships that you forge here. And if you don't have opportunities to catch up, you know, that you really lose that connection. I mean, social media can only get you so far. You want to be able to see them and have those conversations. Mike, talk to me a little bit about your experience, just up there, those conversations, friendships you've been able to forge, and what you've been able to witness.
Well, to give credit where credit is due, this probably would not have developed or happened at all had Ivan not really pursued it, kind of directed it, took it over. And I've used the word organic, but he organically grew this thing to the point where many people who had been graduates of Morningside had gotten away to live their lives, and all of a sudden they realized, you know, I think I want to reconnect with some of those people that I spent my formative years with.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. We had people come back from Florida. We had a gentleman by the name of Steve Wilkin, who runs a very successful business in Montana. I think it's Montana.
Montana, yeah.
And he came all the way back. Just loved to see everybody, reconnect with those guys. Don Schultz came from Florida, who was a real good football player at Morningside, golfer.
Yeah.
And, he just loved coming back, seeing everybody. And to be able to reconnect with those guys. And I had a friendship with Gary Pettit when he was at Morningside, an outstanding athlete. And Gary started to come back, and he's become a very good golfer. And so we really developed kind of a match that we play Gary Pettit in, and he can't wait to come back for this event.
He's practicing all year getting ready for this.
Well, yeah, he's practicing, but he just loves the competition, the camaraderie,
for sure,
the connection, and the fellowship. Yeah. And that's really what it's all about.
A little side note is Mike and I were always friends. Fraternity brothers, and we lived next door to each other in Rodman Hall. In Rodman Hall.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a bad memory. And since the Snoot Jake 20 years ago, Mike and I have become, I would say, very, very good friends.
Last year was my first year. And I'm told it wasn't your first year, correct? It was
second
year.
Yeah.
So My experience was extraordinary. Just I'd heard about it before, you know, as a fraternity brother, I knew Jake actually because my home course growing up was Emerald Hills. So I knew him and had no idea the impact he had had at Morningside or just the friends that he had made. But Mark, talk to me a little bit about your first experience, what you had maybe heard or just what that was like the first year that you were able to be a part of that.
Well, it was great. We had, I think, eight or nine guys from our baseball team that I'd gotten a hold of, and they were all excited. It was like, geez, we haven't been together for, well, in 2015, our team was inducted in the M Club Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to kind of dovetail off of that and try to get together at least sometimes. And so now it's going to turn into an annual event that we'll get together. So,
yeah, rather than every 5 years or something like that.
Absolutely. So it was, we've got guys that live up there, or have places up there, so it's convenient. And so we've gotten more and more, or I think we had 12 there this year. So,
yeah.
You know, on a roster of 25, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so, batting 500. I'm going to add something to that if I can real quick. We've had over 100 people attend this at different times, including past President Ryan Durst, a lot of board members, a lot of Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something, and I mean this, not a bad guy in the group. Am I right, Mike?
Yeah.
There's not one guy there that you wouldn't want to have a cocktail with or play golf with. And again, Ray and Reary, you don't have to play golf.
Yeah. So. Just a chance to join together and talk about Morningside. That's what blew me away, was going up there and just hearing these stories. You know, obviously I have stories with my friends and I of our time at Morningside, but then to get together with dozens of men and women that went to Morningside, had experiences, hear about their stories, what their experience was like, and just share in the fellowship and the love of an institution that brought them together, I think was really special.
And it's amazing the number of former athletes that come in, how much better they are now than they were then.
It's funny you bring that up, Ivan. That was one thing I wanted to talk about, was I know that this kind of started as an opportunity just to get together and reconnect. But really, you all have taken this, and I know it's not a fundraiser necessarily, but you took it as an opportunity not only to celebrate your time at Morningside, but also give back to an institution that has meant so much to you. I mean, obviously, you want to gather together and just be able to visit, but then you took it a step further. It's not something where you've ever asked or had a pitch, you know, where you need to donate or give money, but the folks that have participated in this have really stepped up.
Yeah, we've never asked for a nickel at the golf outing, nor will we ever. And not only that, if I can back up a second, on Friday, to keep everybody there, we've now, Tom Rosen, who's a big part of this as well, we donate hot dogs, brats, chips.
Yeah.
We have a free, hot dog, brats spread on Friday night. And you can't believe the number of people who come. Even the guys who don't play golf or have to work on Friday, they want to be there at 5 o'clock for those free dogs and brats.
Yeah. I mean, to at least just be able to be up there, celebrate, have a good time, whether you have a place in there or you want to just get away for a weekend, whether you play golf or not, just to be able to catch up. But so it started with those conversations, and then like we were saying, kind of then led into, gosh, how can we make a difference to the campus that brought us together? And now, I mean, talk about that fundraising, and some of those totals are really impressive.
Yeah, we've raised over $480,000 so far, if I'm correct, and without ever asking for a nickel. After the thing's over with, we never ask for money while we're there. We don't want people to be discouraged and say, I didn't give anything.
Yeah.
We send a letter out, and I think Mike Freeman at Morningside is involved in that, saying, here's what we did, here's how much we've raised. If you want to contribute, please. But it's not a plea.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, you hit the word fundraiser. We're a fundraiser.
Yeah.
That's what we're there for, to have fun and reconnect. And the reconnection has been amazing. There are guys I went to school with who I've become so good friends with. I just knew them before. Kenny Hoganson, Morningside All-American, comes every year. And Kenny's going to be, 80?
He's close.
It looks like he's 50.
Close. Yeah.
He beats us in golf. But he comes every year now. And that's what we want. It's just one after the other. And it's word of mouth. Everything we've done so far has been word of mouth.
Yeah.
You know, hey, invite somebody else. And I think Pat Murphy is? Mm-hmm. Pat Murphy's a good example. We were all up at Okoboji, and Pat Murphy was at Casey's getting gas. And he goes, hey, did you guys go to Morningside? Yeah, we have a good party over here. Really? So I wouldn't stop it over here. I said, well, Murph, we only have 80 guys. Right. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And he comes every year.
Wow. Mike, so, you were going to say something.
I just was going to comment. You talked about the connection or whatever. And I think, you know, just I have to bring Mick Everett, Morningside legend,
yeah,
as well.
For sure.
Conversation. Mick and I are attending an NEI championship playoff game. And I says, geez, Mick, you know, all these teams we're competing against, you know, they've got all of these bigger level high school players. They're all, you know, like 5A. They're big school kids. You know, on Morningside's got all these small school kids. Mick says, hey, it's always been that way. Mm-hmm. I go, yeah, dang, you're right. It has always been that way. And that's, I think, what makes it so special. As an example, Mark, sitting next to me here, played basketball at Correctionville. I was actually a high school referee, refereed a game he played in, and I called a foul on him because he fouled a guy's elbow with his nose. And, you know, I remember him from that game. I mean, really a quality guy. And he ends up, you know, being a star at Morningside. His wife, I refereed football games with her father, Jim Fowler, again, a Morningside Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And so that connection, you know, a lot of the people are from within a 100-mile radius, 150-mile radius of the school. And it's amazing how much connection there is. Mm-hmm. And that's what you begin to realize. The longer you're around, the more you talk to people. Man, you know, I didn't realize how much connection there was there.
Well, and just how much it spans different generations. You know, I mean, Mark, now getting to work with you on this, and I've seen you obviously around the community, but then also having went to school with your kids. You know, I think that it's one of those, then you have all these different layers and different connections, whether it's professionally or personally. And then you realize, oh, you went to Morningside, or now I serve on the city council and I'm visiting with business owners or different individuals that are running nonprofits, and they find out that I also work at Morningside, and we reconnect over that. It's just, it's wild, the connections that we have, not only here in Sioux City, but across the country.
Yeah. Well, Morningside's been good to me, and I'm so happy to be able to give back in some form.
Yeah.
And Morningside, quite frankly, has contributed a lot to our golf outing in Okoboji, because we didn't really have any connection with Morningside other than we all went to Morningside.
Yeah.
And Mike Freeman said, hey, can I come? Bring prizes. Yeah. He did. So he's welcome when he brings prizes.
There you go. Well, and just a chance to have some fun and make it fun and maybe have some pin prizes or do that, but really just focus more on the reconnecting with one another and celebrating an institution.
Well, you know, Denny Tenner was kind of the original part of this. And when Ivan went up to Emerald Hills to start the kind of organize the golf event with Randy, you know, here's Mark that's there, you know, and for gosh sakes, he's an integral part of putting this thing together. And would, you know, it wouldn't have really developed the way it was.
To have the help of Mark.
Yeah. Without him.
Yeah. And, he's a part of the scholarship program as well, because he passed suddenly about, what, was it 2007?
Yes.
And he had an unusual situation, a heart attack occur, and but to reconnect with him, I kind of knew him from a distance because we were separated, but reconnect with a guy, you had to love him. He was a great guy, mm-hmm. and everybody did.
One of the kindest guys I ever met.
Oh, yeah.
Ever met.
For sure.
And again, Mike said, without Jake's help, you know, I don't want to call up Jake, because I've got to come to Okoboji, we've got to talk about this, and boy, it just prospered with his help. And of course, with Mike's input, so.
Well, and to think then that you're raising nearly, you know, $500,000 and funding scholarships in their name. Mm-hmm. I think it's just such a testament to truly paying it forward and making a difference in the lives of future Morningsiders, and just saying, look, you know, we had this great experience. We want to extend that opportunity to others. Yeah. I think it's powerful. And I think they would be, they have to be looking down just excited that they were able to, you know, be a glue and start this movement that Ivan then kept going all of these years. And now thinking about it, going into the 20th year, Mark, I'm excited to see where this continues and what we can do, because honestly, I see you coming into the fold just with this mindset of inclusivity and really then being another bridge to a different generation and kind of taking that torch from the groundwork that was really laid for you. Talk to me about some of your thoughts and just what excites you about maybe getting to be a part of this in the future.
Well, I'm basically feel like I'm a bridge between the next group of guys that want to come in. And Ivan and Mike have expressed that they want to see this thing perpetuate. And so I'm excited about it. I have a group of 10, you know, maybe more teammates that are going to participate all the time. But we've got guys from probably that played in the 80s, some in the 90s, mm-hmm. and then even now kids. My children's age.
How old are you?
Yep. Right.
So I think it's just a great opportunity to continue this tradition that Ivan and Mike and these guys started. So I'm really looking forward to it and try to enhance it.
Hey, I appreciate all of you taking the time to be a part of this and joining us for Inside M-Side, this podcast, where hopefully we'll be able to inspire people to continue to pay it forward and take those opportunities to connect with one another.
Thank you for setting this up, Alex. Yeah. Thanks for coming last summer.
It was a blast. Looking forward to next time. What's the date for the next one? What's
coming up? August 18th, 19th. So mark your calendars.
Yeah.
And Randy does an incredible job. He's just a fantastic host and their whole staff, and they bend over backwards to make things really nice for us.
Randy Rolfson is a Wayne State grad, a Paulina High School Iowa boy, but he's kind of been named an honorary Morningside.
Right, Morningside at heart, that's for sure. Well, hey, I'm looking forward to it. If you need any information, make sure to reach out if you're listening to this podcast and want more information. We look forward to it. Thank you so much, gentlemen.